After completing Chapter 12 and the transcription tapes of dictated letters and histories and physicals, you should be capable of transcribing miscellaneous medical reports and industrial reports. These are dictated at a natural dictating speed with possible hesitations and corrections. Feel free to consult your text or any other reference materials. You may wish to make a rough draft of your reports before typing final drafts. Type the rough draft as closely as possible to the style requested. Watch for proper capitalization and the use of numbers and symbols. Type this discharge summary in full block report style and use variation number 1. Name, Ingbrecht Gretchen B. That's E-N-G-B-R-E-C-H-T. Gretchen B. Room number 498. Hospital number 340875. Patient's name and other statistical data can be set up as you desire. Use the current date for your transcription date. Admitting date, August 24th. Discharge date, September 5th. Admission diagnosis is cold, high fever, vomiting. Discharge diagnosis is meningitis. History of present illness. This is the first admission of a 4-month-old female. 5 days before admission, the patient developed a mild cold. 1 day before admission, a high fever was first noted. The fever has persisted. Sleepiness has been noted by the mother. The patient was seen and admission advised. The significant past history indicates this child was born at St. Joseph's Hospital. The patient is a product of a Gravida 10, Para 9, normal, uncomplicated pregnancy. Delivery was spontaneous, no neonatal complications. Birth weight was 8 pounds 9 ounces. The initial family history was negative. During this admission, it was learned that one daughter had sickle cell anemia and required frequent transfusions. She is now dead from an auto accident. Growth and development of the patient was normal. Physical examination. Temperature 102 degrees Fahrenheit, pulse 100. Respiration rate 75. Weight 15 pounds. Anterior fontanelle was slightly bulging. Throat was hyperemic, no exudate. Neck was rigid and stiff. Chest showed slight intercostal retractions. Lungs revealed bilateral bronchi. No Rawls heard. Abdomen showed no organomegaly. Umbilical hernia present. Extremities were slightly hypertonic. Neurological exam showed positive Koenig's, positive Brudzinski's, and positive Babinski's signs. DTRs were normal. Laboratory data. At admission, white blood cells 17,000 with 31% polys, 63% lymphs, hematocrit 16, hemoglobin 5, post-transfusion to discharge, hematocrit 27 to 34. Urine at admission, protein 1 plus, and casts present. After hydration, urine was always normal. Treatment and hospital course. Impression of meningitis was confirmed by finding cloudy cerebrospinal fluid. Treatment was ampicillin 200 milligrams per kilogram. IV was given. Transfusion of 100 cc's packed red blood cells was given for extreme anemia. Study of pre-transfusion specimen revealed positive sickle cell preparation. After completion of a 4-hour transfusion, the patient lapsed into coma. She developed seizures and was given phenobarbital and Valium. Good control of seizures was obtained. There was marked clinical improvement. Persistent neck stiffness and low-grade temperature finally cleared. Hemoglobin remained stable after the first transfusion. Status at discharge. Eating well. Afebrile. Examination normal. This is Dr. John M. Camp signing off. End of dictation. Thank you.